So Nigel Farage, today was obviously the day of the draft withdrawal agreement being published. Key thing to come out of this is, particularly in Northern Ireland, if there was no solution to the border, there would be full regulatory area, both Republic and Northern Ireland, and some kind of customs union, perhaps in the sea. Prime Minister said today at PMQs, no UK Prime Minister could ever agree to it. Do you agree?
She's right. No, she's right. I mean, look, you know, I'd be very critical of her. I thought she'd been very weak all the way through, made a whole series of concessions prior to Christmas. I mean, what Barney has said today does make you wonder why she agreed to any of this at Christmas, because in a way, these are the chickens coming home to roost. But look, you know, this is unacceptable bullying coming from Barnier. There are wholly unreasonable set of demands. They would break up the United Kingdom. We can't agree. But he did say at the end, it's up to us to now make a counter-proposal. And you know, there are lots of things. Technological solutions to the problem, or even better, we go to the World Trade Organization and we say, look, because of political sensitivity, would you please back our bid for an exception to be made between the Republic and the United Kingdom, you know, regardless of any other deal we do with the European Union, particularly on areas like milk and on meat. Because if we finish up with a tariff regime between the two countries, and forget about hard borders, soft borders, that isn't relevant, but the point about, you know, a genuine tariff border is it will hurt the Republic of Ireland's businesses quite significantly, and no one wants that.
Now, just in terms of what Mr. Barnier also said in the press conference he gave, he said the proposal he's put forward today isn't intended in any way to provoke or be provocative or to aggregate the UK political establishment and the Prime Minister and the cabinet around her. Do you agree with that?
Well, he sees himself as the top dog. You know, Barnier is one of the unelected bosses of this union of 500 million people. You know, they are the bosses. This is the modern-day interpretation of the Soviet Union, and they believe what they say goes. Barnier, in his own mind, probably thinks he's been quite nice today because he sees all the member states as being subordinate to these institutions.
Boris Johnson, Foreign Secretary, said today that there is a possibility that the Northern Ireland-Irish border issue is being exploited. And I'll just read you a quote. It says, Northern Irish border is being used quite a lot politically to try and keep the UK in the customs union, effectively the single market, so that we cannot really leave the EU. That's what's going on.
Yeah, which actually goes directly against United Nations resolutions, which say that economic factors should not be used to try and change a country's constitutional arrangements, and here we are doing it.
So what should Theresa May do about it? How should she be playing
for
this?
For 6 months it's been clear, and I've said it for 6 months, that everybody agrees we don't want, you know, a hard border in the old-fashioned sense of the word, but there was no need for that, because we have actually got a rather peaceful settlement since 1998. What Theresa May has to do is to stand up and say very clearly, we will not do this. End of. Here's a proposal, and I urge... that she takes my idea of having an exception for Irish agriculture, gets the backing of the World Trade Organization, and says to Brussels, all right, if you want to do down the agricultural sector, one of your member states, that's up to you.
Now, someone else who is in Brussels today is Keir Starmer.
I know.
Shadow Brexit.
I was on the train with him this morning.
Oh, really? Did you mean to say hello?
No.
Any pleasantries at all?
None.
Well, one of the things he's doing is obviously meeting various officials and Labour MEPs.
Yeah, collusion. Collusion. You know, all this obsession about Trump and Brexit, did we collude with the Russians? I tell you who is colluding, the Labour Party and the European Commission. Why do you think just 2 days ago Corbyn came out and said that Labour now want us to be part of a customs union? So it's perfectly clear to me that Barnier, the Commission and others are working with the Labour Party to try to undermine the government's position.
How's that going to happen then? So Barnier and the Labour Party, so it would be Keir Starmer today, if Keir Starmer's meeting.
Yep.
What is the mechanism they're looking to,
to
do this for?
Well, they're working together on timings, aren't they? So, you know, it's all been very cleverly, I mean, well organised, come on, give them credit, for goodness sake. 2 days ago, Corbyn comes out and says a customs union. Today, Sir John Major pops up and says the customs union or a customs union. The entire establishment, backed up by the big merchant banks, backed up by big business, are doing their best to stop Brexit from happening. That's the real story here.
And finally, Theresa May is, of course, giving her speech a little bit later on this week. What are the key things that you think she needs to be saying in that speech which would really do the UK best negotiation going forward?
You know, the previous two speeches we've seen, the big ones, were Lancaster House, where I thought, goodness me, here's a British Prime Minister saying what I've been saying for 20 years. I mean, this is all mainstream, this all makes sense. And then Florence, where she said the whole European Union, it's fabulous, it's a wonderful organisation, and even though we're leaving it, we're going to rejoin every single part of it. Prime Minister, make your mind up, time is running out.
Nigel Farage, thank you very much.
Thank you.